Now, about trigger control and follow through. Trigger control is extremely important. If you have crappy trigger control, you're going to miss your target. 90% of the reason people miss their target is because they do have crappy trigger control. So, as can be seen in the first panel of the slide, your proper placement for your trigger finger is going to be on the pad between the joint and the tip of the finger. And once that's done, as you squeeze back nice and slow, then you're going to be able to hit your target without jerking the gun, without moving the sights. That's the whole object of trigger control, is to squeeze without moving the sights. Now, if you have too much trigger finger, as shown in the middle panel, you're going to be pulling the gun to the right. Too little trigger finger, you'll push it to the left. So you want to have that trigger right on the pad of your index finger, of your trigger finger, and squeeze slowly to the rear. Once the gun goes boom, you're going to hold that gun to the rear and let it up slow until you feel or hear a click. That's trigger reset. Do not take your finger off the trigger after the shot. Get ready for the next shot, and all you have to do is let it reset, the trigger reset. Then you can squeeze again. Now, we have a saying that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And you can't become fast at pulling that trigger unless you're smooth at it, unless you can do it without moving those sights. So you want, or minimize movement of the sights. So you want to practice this nice and slow, take your time, and over time you're going to build up speed. By the way, trigger reset's really important for getting off multiple shots. You don't want to have to be readdressing that trigger every time. And let's say somebody's coming at you with a 2x4 or a knife, a butcher knife or something, or other weapon. You're going to have to be fast at it. And the fastest is to keep your finger on the trigger and run the trigger, as opposed to taking it off every time and slapping the trigger. If you slap the trigger, you're moving the gun and you're not going to be accurate. So again, proper trigger control and follow through is extremely important. Just bring up that trigger till the trigger reset, then squeeze again, and you'll be on target.